Charles on Keener 13, Crying Time, 28 now before 8 o'clock.
13 is your lucky number.
On the Scott Regan Show, the Supremes are special guests on the show tonight. Ray Charles, whose song we just played, Crying Time, did something a couple of years ago, which was done for the first time in the recording industry, and that was to give a pop music treatment, an up-tempo, current sound treatment to old country and western songs. And the biggest example of a hit for Ray Charles from his country and western album was I Can't Stop Loving You, which was an old country and western song done in a pop way. And it opened the way for many other artists to give a try at taking a country and western song and turning it into a pop song. Some tried and failed. The Supremes tried and they did great. No matter what they do, pop or R&B classical, whatever it is, they do a great job on everything because they adapt the song to their own particular style. And from an album called The Supremes Sing Country and Western and Pop, here is an old standard country and western song done by the girls in their own style that you will really enjoy, Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Versatility of the Supremes displayed there with a great song from their country and western pop album, Tumbling Tumbleweeds. 25 minutes before 8 o'clock here.
We got a Burger Club winner.
We do?
Yes.
Wonderful. Let's find out
who in heaven's name it is. Hi, who's this?
Lynn Allen.
Hi there, Big Lynn Burger.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, fine.
Good. And what is your Burger Club number?
11052.
Hey, that's right. And you know what that means?
Yes.
You're a winner.
You're a winner.
And tonight, of course, being Supremes night, we're going to send you a Supremes at the Copa album.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's got Baby Love and Stop in the Name of Love and Come See About Me and Back in My Arms Again and a great medley of the great Sam Cooke hit songs. And a thing on the back written by Sammy Davis Jr. about the Supremes. And I want to thank you a lot for joining the Burger Club and thank you a lot for listening. Okay, Lynn?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's see what's happening in the sports world as we check around. And first, let's try American Football League All-Star Classic game. The All-Stars 30, the Buffalo Bills 19. In hockey, Detroit 4, New York 4, a tie in a final score. In college basketball, Kentucky 96, Vanderbilt 83, Bradley 79, Louisville 62, Purdue over Illinois 93-87, Michigan State over Ohio State 80-64. And in overtime, North Carolina State 60, Maryland 58. Finally, in college basketball, Texas A&M 81 and Baylor 60. The American Football League All-Stars meet the champion Buffalo Bills in Houston today, while the National League Pro Bowl game scheduled for Los Angeles tomorrow. For this hour, that's Keener Sports. And remember,
all the good sports are on WKNR Keener 13.
Scott Regan Show with the Supremes. Tonight, it's 23 before 8. We'll be getting back with the girls in just a couple of moments and talking about the Gemini flight. But now, it's Paul Revere and the Raiders, number 13.
Just like me, say to you, help me do, help me true.
The Burgers and a Scotty Regan Show. Paul Revere and the Raiders, just like me. 20 before 8 o'clock here, Keener 13. And the Big Burger Show says, evening there, you.
Hi, we're the Supremes.
I'm Mary.
I'm Florence.
And this is Diana. We will be visiting the Scott Regan Show tonight. Hope you'll be listening for Scotty and the Supremes tonight.
All I hear my telephone ring.
Girls are coming up next. 13 is our temperature. Fair and very cold tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight, 7 and near zero in the suburbs. High tomorrow should be about 20. Cloudy and cold tomorrow night, low 10. Continued cold on Monday. Right now, the humidity at 7, the winds at 70. Woo-hoo! The humidity at 70%, the winds north at 10, and the keener temperatures, 13.
Hey, fellas, look who's wearing makeup.
An embarrassing moment for a guy, right? Time to stop covering up pimples with creams and start fighting them like a man with medicated face conditioner, MFC from Minin. It's a clear liquid that splashes on like an aftershave. MFC sinks in to help dry up pimples and blemishes fast, and girls go for its aftershave aroma. Start fighting pimples like a man with MFC. Medicated face conditioner, the medication that refreshes like an aftershave from Minin.
And now back with the Supremes, our special guests on the show tonight. On a certain Gemini flight, the Supremes made as much news, if not more news, than the astronauts did. Diana, would you like to tell us about it?
Well, you know, Scotty, I didn't hear about this until after it had happened. They played Where Did Our Love Go to the astronauts as they were taking a nice little trip. Well, we were very surprised and very happy, too. And then we had the pleasure of meeting astronaut Cooper and
Conrad.
We worked with Judy Garland in Dallas, Texas, and we had a very great reception there. And we went to a very plush hotel after the show for like a little cocktail party. And the astronauts were there. In fact, five of them were there and their wives. And it was a very nice affair. And they told us that they liked our records and everything. We were really thrilled.
And here's the song that the astronauts had piped up to them as they were orbiting the Earth. The Supremes, Where'd Our Love Go, Baby? The Supremes' second big hit, Where'd I Love Go? And we're going to be talking with the girls again between 10 of 8 and 8 o'clock tonight. It is the Supremes' guest star on the Scotty Regan Show tonight from Keener 13. Great to have the girls with us, the top female recording group in the world today, comparable to the Beatles in the male field. The Supremes return to the Scott Regan Show following Keener Contact News. Keener time 15 before 8, Keener temperature 13.
Detroit wins competition to vie as site for 1972 Summer Olympic Games. WKNR Contact News. For WKNR Keener 13, this is John Maher reporting. The U.S. Olympic Committee again has designated Detroit as the U.S. city to bid for the Summer Olympics of 1972. Salt Lake City was named to present the bid for the Winter Olympics of that year. The two cities won approval by a majority vote of the 42 Olympic Committee members present at the group's meeting today in Chicago. Detroit and Salt Lake City will present their bids before the International Olympic Committee next April in Rome. Common Council President Ed Carey, when asked by WKNR News what the next step would be, commented,
"I think probably now what the mayor will do is to organize the nominees to his Olympic Committee and get them active in the various fields that is necessary to make the kind of a presentation that ought to be made to win the nod for the Olympics itself. I think the first step that's just been completed is a step in a winning direction, but there's a lot to be done yet."
This is the eighth time Detroit has carried the U.S. bid. Its seven previous tries before the International Committee were unsuccessful. Detroit was beaten out by Mexico City for the 1968 Summer Olympics. Michigan Democratic Senator Philip Hart was at the University of Detroit today to address a workshop on the education of children in desegregated schools. Senator Hart's colleague, Senator Pat McNamara, comes up for election this year. WKNR News asked Hart about reports that McNamara is about to retire.
"As far as I know, if the senior senator will remain the senior senator until further notice."
As for the primary battle between two possible candidates for the Democratic senatorial nomination, Mayor Kavanaugh of Detroit and former Governor G. Menin Williams, Senator Hart commented,
"Well, they're men of courage and forthrightness. I'm not sure that a primary helps a party. Never been convinced of that. I would hope that we wouldn't have that kind of contest."
One of 13 University of Michigan students who lost his student draft deferment after a sit-in demonstration in Ann Arbor last October has won a partial victory. 19-year-old Ronald Miller of Huntington Woods has won the right to have his lawyer present at his draft board appeal hearing.
The ruling came from federal Judge Wade McCree. However, Judge McCree also ruled that the attorney, while present, will not be permitted to argue the youth's case directly. Traffic accidents on Michigan highways this weekend have taken but one life so far. A 31-year-old Ann Arbor man died last night when his car hit an abutment on I-94 in Ypsilanti Township. A 40-year-old construction supervisor died in Warren yesterday when a power line severed by a crane fell and electrocuted him. Luther Waugh barely escaped death only a month ago when he was buried in a dirt cave-in. 36-year-old Mrs. Rose Newman of Detroit was found dead last night beneath the approach ramp to the Ambassador Bridge. Police tell WKNR News they found abrasions on the woman's head and neck. Officers have taken an 18-year-old youth into custody for questioning after four young boys told of seeing a young man drag the woman into an alley. Sheriff's deputies in southwest Michigan community of Three Rivers this afternoon used dynamite to break up an ice jam on the St. Joseph River. The blockage had caused flooded basements in the city and a five-mile radius. The blast relieved much of the backed-up water. St. Joseph County Sheriff Newbert Bonk tells WKNR News the water level plummeted 18 inches after the jam was broken. A broadcast tonight said Nigeria's army chief and loyalist troops are in control of the capital, Lagos, and are moving to put down an insurrection by dissident army units. The rebels earlier had claimed to be in control of all four regions of Africa's most populous country. About 3,000 Americans are in the Nigerian area. WKNR correspondent Herb Brubaker has this report on their safety.
Though reports reaching the State Department are fragmentary, a spokesman claims there's no danger to the several thousand Americans in Nigeria. The official says communications with the African nation where there was a military coup are very, very poor. The department says it appears Prime Minister Sir Abubakar Balewa is under house arrest, that the coup was executed by Nigeria's junior military echelon. The British Commonwealth Conference ended just 3 days ago in Lagos, that nation's capital. Nigeria's elite 8,000-man army is outnumbered 3-1 by the police force. The State Department has no information on reasons for the coup. This is Herb Brubaker in Washington.
WKNR time, 7:49.
As a prior serviceman, the old adage, opportunity only knocks once, does not hold true. Opportunity is knocking again at the doors of men with previous military experience. Right now, the Air Force has many vacancies on the aerospace team in a host of career fields. If you tried before to get back in the military and found the doors closed, check again. They may be open. See your local Air Force recruiter today. Keener Weather Tower.
Fair and cold tonight with a low of 7 in the city and 0 in the suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with a high of 20. Winds northerly 10 miles, humidity 70%, WKNR temperature 13.
Keener Neighborhood Note.
The Detroit Hearing Center, a Torch Drive agency, sponsoring a free information series during February for parents of children with hearing problems. Call Fairmont 11436 for information.
Now, on Keener 13,
for music with Scott Regan.
Thank you, John. Here comes Smokey and the Miracles, the great Detroit sound, going to a go-go. Miracles. I'm the Scotty Regan Show at Keener 13, 7 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Hi, we're the Supremes. I'm Diane, and you're listening to the Scott Regan Show.
The Supremes, of course, are special guests on the show tonight. Let's ask them another question. With all the work that you do and the running around that you do, do you have time to do the things that an average working girl would do, you know, as you know, like dating boys and, you know, and
we don't boys. We don't have any time for as far as dating. Now that we're doing more club work, we have all day to do whatever we want. So... Mm-hmm. We find time to do.
The only thing you're so tired, you get off the lights, you're so tired, and you sleep.
to 1. And then you're having lunch, and the people in the restaurants, and that's lunchtime. We're having breakfast, and everybody thinks we're nuts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we get up and go to the solarium and have a massage and sit in the sauna bath, go swimming, play a little ping pong bowling.
You're here, pretty good bowlers, all of you.
Yeah, we like the bowl.
We don't bowl as much as we used to now, because now we're like mostly in hotels and clubs, and
there aren't too many bowling alleys
in there. We are.
And we go back and forth to beauty shops and fingernails and getting manicured. And, you know, before, I never thought about beauty care so much. You know, makeups and massages and that stuff, skin care. And, and it's good to know, especially in a business like ours, because we don't get the proper rest.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be
I think
tired.
Three very attractive
and you can,
girls.
And the traveling we do, you can...
Thank you.
Excuse me, please.
The girls have an album called A Tribute to Sam Cooke, an artist who is not only applauded by the audiences, but also by entertainers. And Sam, like the Supremes, played the Copa in New York. His untimely and unfortunate passing will not permit him to return to the Copa, but we still have his music, and nothing we can say or do can bring back Sam Cooke. But in the Sam Cooke tribute album, the girls paid respects to Sam Cooke, the artist, the person, and the creator. In their own style, a tribute to Sam Cooke, the Supremes do his first big one, You Send Me. The Supremes, in a tribute to Sam Cooke from their album called The Supremes, We Remember Sam Cooke. In a way, Sam Cooke will live forever. He saw to it. He made it that way. And that's a quote from the back of the album, the notes by Scott St. James. The Supremes and the Scott Regan Show will be talking to the girls again between 8 and 8:15, and we'll be talking about a song which was a difficult song for them, and we'll find out why when we talk about the song Baby Love. Very cold tonight. Keener 13ers, low near 7, near 0 in the suburbs. High tomorrow would be about 20, and increasingly cloudy and cold Sunday night, low 10. And right now it's 70% humidity, winds north at 10, Keener temperature 13.
WKLR, AM and FM, Dearborn. Offices in the Sheraton Cadillac, Detroit.
8 o'clock on your Scott Regan Show. Is on the air, the Scotty Regan Show at Keener 13, brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of products to keep you looking, acting, and feeling...
Swinging!
Ride! Swinging!
It's Johnny Rivers. On to yours. Well, again.